Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur, where we discussed two psukim, one in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, in Sefer Dvarim, Al Pishnayim Edim or Shlosha Edim Yumas Hameh, Slayim Asaf Yed Echad, two or three witnesses that the person dies, and not Al Pi one witness. And the other Pasuk in Perek Yud Tes, of Al Pishnayim Edim, or Al Pishnei Edim, or Al Pishlosha Edim Yakum, that based on two or three witnesses, the matter should be established. And we contrasted these two psukim, and we saw that they were talking about two different situations. The first pasuk that I mentioned is teaching us that the guf ha'edim has to be composed of two or three. We're talking about the body of witnesses. And the second pasuk is talking about a different topic, and that is the ne'amanus of the edim. They only have ne'amanus if it's based on two or three, and we fleshed this out, and we answered a number of kashas, and it was mamish neflos mitoris Hashem, and now we are going to continue on this mahalach, again based on the sefer, Di Be'er, of Hagaon HaGadol Rabbi David Mann, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Bikesh Koheles Limsel Divrei Chayfetz, as the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Koheles, that Koheles, Shlomo, wanted to find divrei chefetz, words of desire. In other words, he wanted to have the 49 gates of wisdom, like Moshe. And the pasuk says, no, you can't do this. Yatz Dabasko, because of Yosher divrei emes, it's written in the Sefer HaYosher and the Torah, lo kam navi od. This that's written in the Sefer HaYosher, Divrei Emes. So therefore, you can't be like Moshe. V'chad omar, and one says that the pasuk says that no, b'nevim lo kam, b'nelachim kam. You can have a king like Moshe. So maybe Moshe Shlomo could be like Moshe. So what does it mean? Bikish calls them so divrei chefetz, that he wanted to be done dinim shebalev. He wanted to judge people based on the feeling of his heart, without Edim and without warning, without Asra. And the Basko came out and said, no, the Kosov Yosher Divrei Emes. The Kosov, what's written in Mishnah Torah, which is the Sefer HaYosher, are Divrei Emes. And what does it say there? Al Pishnayim Edim, you need two witnesses. So the Maharsha and the Rashash asked him his Gemara, that the Gemara started and said he wanted to judge without Edim, without Asra. And then we brought a Pasuk, you need Edim. Gevaldik. Vos is mitasra. So that's one very good question. And we want to judge based on Edim, but we don't have a pasuk to be shovel to negate the fact that you don't need that you don't need hasra. And question number two is that it says in the pasuk, Al Pishnayim Edim, and this Basko is coming to tell Shlomo a Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? That the Torah says you need two witnesses. Did Shlomo not know the Pasuk? You need a Basko to tell Shlomo a Pasuk? That doesn't make sense. So it must be that Shlomo will learn that this Pasuk is talking about where you don't have an Umdin of Adais, when you're not sure in your heart. There you have to use two Edim. But he felt that if I'm sure in my heart, then you don't need the two Edim. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. So, what's going on in this Gemara? Shlomo HaMelech knew the Pasuk. And he felt that the Pasuk wasn't talking about his situation. If you know in your heart, you don't need to wait. And also, where's the Pasuk to be Memayit that you need Hasra? Where's the Pasuk to include, not be Memayit, but to preclude his notion that you don't need Hasra? Shlomo HaMelech held that you don't need Hasra, and then the Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Edim, that's what the Baskol said. But where's the Pasuk to tell you that there's no Hasra? That you can't go without Hasra, that you need Hasra? That we don't have a Pasuk for. So based on what we explained in the previous shiur, we can say as follows, that the pasuk that says al pishnayim eidim, could mean, like we learned that it meant in Perek Yutes, and that is dagas ne'amanus u'beira emes, that's required from two eidim. And if that's the case, then that's not against an umdin of adais. If we're talking about ne'amanus, if we're talking about beira emes, which is what the second pasuk is talking about, then you don't really need the two eidim. If you have ne'amanus, if you have Beirur HaEmes on the same level as the Beirur HaEmes of the two Eidim, then you don't need the two Eidim. If the whole void of the Eidim is to just clarify the truth, so you have the truth on your own, you don't need the Eidim. However, it says in the Pasuk, in Kohelis that we read, Yosher Divrei Emes. The Pasuk is written very straight. Our Pasuk says, and that's what the Baskal said, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yumas Hames. And there's a difference between Shnei Eidim, as we learned in the previous year, and Shnayim Eidim. And we said that Shnei Eidim is their Ne'amanus. What comes out from these two Eidim? That you're Mevar, what these two Eidim said, we explained in the previous year. And you paskin based on the bearer of what they said. Shnayim is a number that you need a goof of two Eidim. You need that body of two Eidim. So you see from our pasuk of Shnayim Eidim that it's not just enough to be Mevar the Emes. You need this body of two Eidim. And if that's the case, that even if you don't, if you have the Beirur without the two Eidim, you still need the two Eidim. And that's the Yosher Divrei Emes, that's what the Baskal was Mechadesh. The Baskal was Mechadesh, that you can know whatever you want to know based on your heart, but it's not enough. Why is it not enough? Because you need this goof of two Eidim. In addition to the Beir HaMetzias, you also need two Eidim. And Memela, we also can learn about Hasra. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yumas Hames. We see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Aleph Amida Aleph, that from here we learn that he has to be matir himself lemisa. He has to say, I know if I do this, I'm going to be killed. Also, the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin, Perakei Mishnah, Halacha Aleph. So, this is also not just trying to clarify that he's mazed, because if you need to just clarify that the person's mazed, then you can know on your own. You don't need that he should be matir himself lemisa. But rather, this being matir himself lemisa, this need for hasra, you give him hasra and he affirms it. So that's the same gedder as the shnayim eidim. What's the gedder of shnayim eidim? The gedder of shnayim eidim is that you need a body of two witnesses regardless. So too, you need hasra regardless. He was given Hasra and he was matir himself lemisa. And therefore, we answered both of our kashas. We said, where is there Hasra in the pasuk? The answer is, Yumas Hames. Yumas Hames is matir atzmo lemisa. That after you're given the Hasra, the person has to be matir himself lemisa. Only then can you kill him. It's Xeris HaKosov, even if you know on your own. But we have a special limo that he has to be matir himself lemisa. Is that number one? Then number two, what was the Baskal Mechadish to Shlomo Pasuk? No. Shlomo knew the Pasuk. But the Baskal was Mechadish to Shlomo the Pshat of the Pasuk. That it's Yosher Divrei Emes. The Pasuk is said very, very, very clearly, well, very insightfully. That it's not just like the other Pasuk of Shnei Eidim, which is talking about their Ne'amanus, but it's Shnayim Eidim. That you need a goof of two, and therefore all of your beirur in the heart does not suffice, does not satisfy us, and therefore you need two witnesses. So, Baruch Hashem, we've seen more neflos mitaras Hashem. And we should be zocha lumal du lalamid lishmav lasa. So the time is called the very time as well. So be ahava, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.